Hello, this is 5 minutes of the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 790. And we're talking about the death of Christ. So let's go back to our golden scripture. And when we dig all the golden, that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And always Paul said, say that you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ, look at the physical events, we're not the revelator. And we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And as I have already done a lot of episodes on that scripture, you have to go back and dig and see for yourself what the word says about paying attention to his word, given priority to the word of God. And now we're looking at Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples were, they came and said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound. In Mark 11, 23, he said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he said he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we are looking at Abraham. Abraham was a man who was told when he was 75 years that he's going to have a baby, and for 24 good years he didn't see the baby. What was happening? And then God comes again, and this time God says, "Abraham, you will have to call yourself father of many nations. Introduce yourself." Why? What was God doing that? Because God was saying, "Abraham, you will have to say what God is saying about you." Very important. Anybody who is not saying what God has said about you, you won't see what God has said about you. You won't see the manifestation. You think it is God who is delaying. Apparently, you are the one who's been delaying. God has already done it. Alpha and Omega. His Omega has already finished it, and he has come to you in Alpha and says, "I have done it." But how are you going to get across to it when you begin to say what God is saying? Hey, but if I say what God is saying, I might sound like I'm lying. Hey, look at this. When Abraham was told that now you are no more Abraham, Abraham means assumed father, you are now Abraham, the father of many nations. Introduce yourself like, your wife will call you by the respond to that name. Say it, this, introduce yourself. When he began to do that, in less than 10 months, the baby was born. Yes, in less than 10 months, the baby was born. Look at that. So if people say, "Oh, but what you're saying is a lie because it's not physically true," why? Tell them, I am mixing the word God has given me with faith. Remember that God was not happy at all with the Israelites. Why? They did not behave like Abraham. Abraham mixed the word with faith. Abraham began to call himself the father of many nations, the one who was barren, the one who had no baby. He called himself the father of many nations. So it might sound like he's lying, but no, he is rather mixing what God says about him with faith. And that is how you have to do it. Everybody, you have to mix God's word with faith. How? When you say what God says. When you say what God says, when you say what God says, my dear, there is no other way. Nah, no other way. So Hebrews 4:2 says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them." God says, "The word I told them." So if Abraham had not called himself Abraham and had not introduced himself as father of many nations, Abraham, father of many nations, people say, "Oh, we are tired every day. So how many, for how long are you going to say that you are?" But in less than 10 months, the thing was done. There it was, alive, a baby kicking, alive. It had happened. So he mixed the word God spoke with faith, and that's why he got his results. If you say, "I don't want to say it, people will think I'm nuts, people will think that I'm alive," then it means that you have to stay in unbelief. That is what the Israelites did. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hebrews 4:2, God says, do you know why the church in the wilderness did not profit? Do you know why they remained the same way? Do you know why they did not see the manifestation? He said, it's because they did not mix it with faith. How are you going to mix it with faith when you say, what is the mixer? Oh, Prophetess Olivia, show me. What is the mixer? Oh, what is that which mixes faith? What is the mixer? Today, I'm ready to know, Prophetess Olivia. Show me. What is the mixer? How do I mix it? Because I have a teaspoon. I mix my tea. I mix my hot chocolate. I mix my beverage. I mix whatever. Okay, but so what am I going to use to mix the word of God with faith? You know, you want to know, your tongue is the mixer. Your tongue is what? The mixer. Have you learned something today? Today, put it to use. You are so blessed. Blessed. Please share this link with somebody. Somebody ought to know and hear this. You are so blessed. Bye.